It's time to talk Buffs with CU voice Mark Johnson on the Jim Davis Show on the Team.
And joining us from Dayton, Ohio, Mark will have the call tonight. The Buffs take on Boise State in the final night of the first four in Dayton, Ohio. Mark Johnson, voice of the Buffaloes, joins us. Good morning, Mark. How are you doing?
Jim, good morning. Dayton is nice this time of year. I just want to tell you that.
It is. Is it a nice place? Because I know I'd feel like Dayton, because we've talked to you before when you've been in L.A. and Vegas. I feel like, well, Dayton's not, it's not Colorado. It's not the Dakotas. But Dayton, maybe you feel a little more comfortable in a place like Dayton, Ohio. I know I certainly would.
Yeah, I guess that's true in a lot of respects. It's been an interesting place. We a couple times as we do when we travel, we get Ubers all the time, and every time we'd get an Uber, it would have us being picked up like two blocks from where our hotel is.
What?
And so, yeah, very bizarre. And so finally yesterday, the guy stopped. He says, "Where are you?" And I messaged him. I said, "Well, this is where I'm at. Where are you at?" And so he comes and gets me. And we get in the car, and this guy apparently worked in the tech world, and he said, you know, the issue with Dayton is they don't update any of their information, for the GPS stuff. And so half the buildings in town are not registered. The phone will never find them. And he said, it's really a very unique place. So that was just one of the locals telling me that. So, but anyway, it's been great. They've treated us wonderfully.
Yeah, you know, that's, we get goofy stuff around here, too. Like,
sure.
Like 23 and a half road. I mean, we have half roads because it's all about
sure. The
distance from the Utah border.
Quarters and eighths,
three tenths. So we got, we got some.
You failed fractions. You get lost here.
Yeah, you're really out of luck if you're not good at fractions. If you live anywhere in the Grand Junction area, trust me, you're totally out of luck.
I will say this: when we pulled up to the hotel, I'm trying to think what's today. It was Monday, I guess. We pulled up here. Today's Wednesday. We got up, and they had a bagpiper out in front of the hotel.
Very cool.
Playing bagpipes for us. And when you walked in the front door, all of the employees were standing there. They had music playing, including the fight song, and they were screaming and hollering and welcoming us, and they had food laid out. And so they were very excited to have us. And so I walked up the tab, and I said, and it went on for quite some time. And I walked up the tab, and I said, here's the interesting thing. He said, what's that? And I said, every time you walk through the lobby, this is going to happen.
That'd be great. Every time the bagpipes start playing, they start cheering.
There you go.
That'd be great.
I said, you're going to come down at 3 a.m. to get a Diet Coke, and the bagpipes are going to start playing in the middle of the night. So get ready.
And waking up the rest of the hotel every single time
walk
into the lobby. Certainly, when you look at this, I guess let's go back to last night's game. Did you go out and check out some of CSU Virginia last night?
You know, I did not. I stayed here in the hotel room and watched it and was just doing game prep and getting some other work done. And so, I don't know what's going on with Virginia basketball, but I saw somebody had a great T-shirt on that I saw on social media today. It said, Virginia basketball is Iowa football.
Ouch.
I thought that was pretty darn good, don't you think? I mean, that was the worst offensive performance I've ever seen in my entire life. So, good for the Rams, but holy cow, Virginia basketball offense is bad.
Yeah, that's a case of a team playing really well in Colorado State against a team that just is very inept at one end of the floor, and the result is what you saw last night with just an absolute
head shedding. Have you seen Tony Bennett's recent history in the NCAA tournament?
Yeah.
I mean, it is getting beat by a double-digit seed every year except for 2019, you win the national championship. It's one of the strangest things I've ever seen.
Yeah, he's got, and I know that Nico Medved said he's a Hall of Fame coach. The Tony Bennett's a Hall of Fame coach. He might very well be, but he won a national championship. Was great, but you know the loss to Maryland, Baltimore County, and that historic loss, and the other ones you've referenced, Mark, and we talked about it yesterday with Brian Roth. That it's not exactly a great resume in some ways for Tony Bennett. So championship's great, but the rest of that, yikes, it's pretty ugly. So. Tonight it's Colorado and Boise State, and I know the Buffs felt like they, and then the Rams felt that way too. They deserve better than a first four slot, but you're in Dayton, and the game's going to get played tonight. But I guess just can't take us through how the Buffaloes have handled the disappointment of this, the frustration of getting all the way to the Pac-12 title game, finishing third in the conference, all the injuries we've talked about during the course of the regular season, and having just a remarkable season. to be put in this spot, how they managed to kind of put that to the side and focus on the task at hand, which is beating Boise State tonight.
You know, I don't think the Buffs, and we saw, you know, obviously the Rams were very expressive about how they felt about their seeding, you know, Boise for that matter, which I think, by the way, is a quality football or basketball team, rather. And so I think it's going to be a heck of a matchup tonight. But, you know, they were very disappointed. Others around the Mountain West were very disappointed. I don't think Colorado really had that reaction like a lot of the schools did. I think Ted was literally concerned they were not going to make it because of how crazy the bubble was. And we all know the last two or three days in the bubble, it was just total insanity out there. And so I don't think that they've got that kind of attitude. So I think for them, it's hey, we're here. It's, you know, we've seen in recent years, I just saw a stat yesterday that said that, 12 teams from the first four have gone to the Sweet 16 or further, including a Pac-12 team at UCLA, went to the Final Four a few years ago. So I think they're just looking at this as an opportunity, and let's go play some basketball.
And certainly when you talk with the two coaches in this game, you know, Tad Boyle for Colorado and Leon Rice for Boise State, two guys that have known each other a very long time and communicate pretty much on a weekly basis. I know Tad Boyle says that Leon Rice is one of his dearest friends.
Yeah, they talk all the time. I've over the years, you know, when Tad and I sit in his office, for example, and do our pregame stuff, we'll always sit there about an hour and just talk and kind of shoot the breeze about a lot of things. But he'll frequently, reference the fact, I was talking to Leon the other day about this, or I was talking to Leon about that topic, or NIL, or, you know, what transfer portal, whatever it might be. And so those guys have been very close. So that's kind of interesting. You know, there are a lot of people in your given business. For example, I know a lot of play-by-play guys around the country, and there's a handful that I actually have real relationships. You know, I know all of them, and we'll talk to, you know, many of them on a semi-regular basis. But there's a handful that become, you know, more of a friendly relationship. And I think that's probably true for all of us in your respective businesses. And Leon and Tad have that kind of relationship where they vacation together and their, you know, wives and kids know each other. And so that's always kind of unique. And so it'll be kind of fun for those two tonight. You know, one of them's got to win. Tad said the other day in the press conference, he said, I told Leon, here's the good news. One of us gets to advance to the NCAA tournament. The bad news is one of us doesn't.
Yeah. Can't put it more succinctly than that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And well, for Colorado, I mean, the talent is undeniably there with KJ Simpson, Cody Williams, Tristan Da Silva. I think Eddie Lampkin has really picked up his contributions as of late. I mean, this is an extremely talented basketball team. Against a Boise State team that likes to play at a slower tempo, they're more of a half-court team. It's not an overly athletic basketball team that Leon Rice has. Max Rice is a pretty good player for them, certainly pretty good from three-point range. But it is interesting, a very, very athletic Colorado team against a solid but not spectacular Boise State team tonight.
Yeah, you know, they're big. It is a team with size. Now, not they don't have a lot of, you know, earth movers like Eddie is. For the Buffaloes, but, you know, they'll throw a lineup out there. Max Rice, maybe the smallest guy at 6'5", and then everyone else is kind of in that 6'6", 6'7", 6'8" range. And so they've got good size. You're right, I wouldn't say they're an overly athletic team, but they are a physical team. And what they'll do, although they'll force some turnovers, it's not because of their athleticism. They've got some length, and they'll rake. When you combine with the ball, they're going to be raking at everything. And so officials may play a role in this game. How are they going to call that? Colorado just played recently here, obviously in the semifinals of the Pac-12 tournament. They played Washington State. They've got a similar style to them. And so I do think this is going to be kind of a toughness type of basketball game tonight.
And Tyson Degenhart, who's a first-team All-Mountain West Conference player, good player for them as well. Omar Stanley's a second-team selection. So, you know, that's some of the size and the ability that Boise State does bring to the table, Mark.
You know, Degenhart's an interesting guy. You know, he's 6'8", he's about 235, 240 pounds. He shot 50% for the field all three of his years in college basketball as a junior right now. And I asked Ted about him, and also Bill Greer, who's got the scout, and they both said the same word. He said, crafty, uses angles, he's a smart basketball player. He gets to the free throw a lot because of that basketball IQ. He averaged about, I don't know, 6-7 attempts per ball game, was one of the top guys in Mountain West in that regard. So he's kind of an interesting matchup because he's a little bit heavier than a Tristan Da Silva, although not quite as tall as he is. Tristan's going to be longer, but I think that's probably where that matchup is probably going to be. And I'd also guess that Javon Hadley's probably going to have him a little bit. But he's one of those guys that, you know, think of at a much lower level. Think of your local rec league or Y league after the guy that's just always figures out a way to get to the basket. You're like, how does that dude, even though he's out of shape, get there? He's one of those kind of guys at a much higher level athletically. And so he's a very sharp player. So I think he's an interesting matchup tonight. I'll be watching. Omar Stanley, he'll like to shoot the three and step out there. That'll be a tough guard for Eddie, I think, because, you know, Eddie's 6'11", 270 pounds. Stanley's not quite that big. And can step out and take the three, so that's going to pull Eddie out of the paint quite a bit. So there's some real interesting, you know, chess matches going on in this game tonight at night.
Mark Johnson, voice of the Buffaloes, joining us on the Jim Davis Show. Last night they talked about the Wagner coach and what he said, you know, use the one-day prep, essentially, from when you learn your fate until the Buffs have an extra day, but they also, Tad and Boise State's head coach, real close, we talked about that. Does that help when you have a short week of prep, or do you risk paralysis by analysis when you know the other guys so well?
Well, you know, Dan, I had a great answer to that yesterday at the press conference. They asked him about how well they know and how much that helps. And Ted says, you know, it's great that Leon and I know each other. He said, that doesn't mean anything. The players know what the other team's going to do. He said, that's the most important thing. And I thought that was such a great answer because everyone's been talking about the connection with the coaches. Yeah, he said, we're not playing, he said. You know, here's the thing about Colorado. Ken and I have talked about this many times on various broadcasts. He thinks he's got a high IQ basketball team. And what I mean by that is they understand the game, and so they can absorb it very quickly. That's the key when you get to these tournament situations. Last week in Vegas, although there you're in a conference tournament, so you see each other all the time. But here in the NCAA, where you don't know these teams, it's the ability to pick up the game plan and the scouting report very quickly. Because remember, you're not going to have practices, per se, where you're going out and going over the scouting report. That's not going to happen. In these quick turnarounds, what you have is a, you know, they'll put up a screen in the scouting report, and they'll go over video. The coach has got the staff goes over the video and shows them different clips and talks about the strengths and weaknesses, and this guy likes to go left, or this guy likes to spin over his right shoulder in the post, all those kind of things, and then they'll walk through. So it's a very quick deal. And so it's not a lot of hands-on, if you will, preparation. It's more mental gymnastics they go through. And so that's the important part about this. And you know, Tad Fields, he's got a high IQ basketball team that's able to absorb that stuff very quickly.
Well, Mark, have a great call tonight. Good luck for the Buffaloes tonight against Boise State. And hopefully the Uber can pick you up a little bit closer to your hotel the next time when you have to go to the arena.
And besides, you got, you know, here you're here in Ohio, you got that biting Midwest wind that's cutting through you. So I'd rather not have to walk 3 or 4 blocks.
Yeah,
If that's the toughest thing I'm dealing with, I think we're okay.
Yeah, thank you. I think if that's the biggest adversity you face, you'll be all right. I think you'll be okay. Hey, Mark, I appreciate it.
Right.
Thank you so much for coming on today, and have a great call tonight, my friend.
All right, Jim. Take care.
All right, Mark Johnson, voice of the Buffaloes, and of course.